Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
This is Cardinals broadcaster and Schnucks shopper Dan McLaughlin. Schnucks would like to thank everyone during this difficult time. That includes those that are working in the stores. As you can imagine, during this time, Schnucks employees are putting in long hours around the clock to best serve our community. So the next time you're in Schnucks, tell them thanks and that you appreciate them. Let them know how much we appreciate their efforts, because we will all get through this together.
Well, sports has been shut down, and it's all kinds of sports. Youth sports, high school, college, obviously the pros. And we have Pat Berry, president of STLFC, here on the podcast. And Pat, first of all, I hope you're healthy and everybody's safe in your family.
Everybody's been great in our family. Thanks, Dan, and appreciate that. Hope the same for you and your family. But we've been fortunate and avoided the virus by following all the guidance and instructions. So fortunate in that way, and now just looking forward to getting back.
Well, part of your job, not only being president of STLFC, but also executive director of St. Louis Gallagher Soccer Club, and Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. What has that been like in trying to guide not only a professional team through this, but also what you do on the youth side of sports, and in particular soccer?
It's been interesting and challenging and difficult all at the same time. But we have a great staff that's been very responsive, and we have a history of disasters in our world with flooding at the soccer park. So our staff is battle tested in a lot of ways. So they've been great. They reacted immediately. And so from that perspective, really proud of that group. But it's fine. We got to find ways to keep engaging with people on the pro side. We're trying to keep our fans updated and give them content to get them through this period. And from a youth perspective, giving kids things to do at home and keep training and keep occupied, most importantly, so that they have things to do to help keep the parents off of them, right? And or to keep out of their parents' way. So it's been a constant kind of a daily effort to just keep those things in front of our folks and again, be ready with a good plan once we're able to get back out on the field.
Yeah, I'm assuming you've got just all kinds of scenarios. Can you give us an idea, and you don't know what will be the right scenario, but give me an idea of what you do daily of trying to figure out what to do on the professional side.
So a lot of it feels very reactive, and I'm sure a lot of people are feeling that way right now, but the league has done a nice job. The United Soccer League has done a nice job of staying on top of it, but also looking forward. And so, for instance, here shortly, I'm going to get on a call about four scenarios that the league is looking at, and I can't really share those scenarios, but they're all over the board, and I'd be disingenuous if I said one of those scenarios is, can we even play in 2020? We have to be thinking about those things. So though that is the last resort and the last decision we would make. So we're looking at all kinds of scenarios, and everything that you're hearing from Major League Baseball and the NHL, which is games in remote locations, to trying to get a schedule as close to normal as it was going to be, although that seems pretty difficult at this point. So they've done a nice job, but every day there's a new wrinkle. There's player needs. There's making plans from a sanitization and cleanliness and safety perspective at our facility. And then I got to worry too about when we go to other cities, if we go to other cities, are they doing things the right way? So just a lot of information flying, trying to process it and then develop a plan along the way.
Are your players basically staying in St. Louis, or did they spread out and go back to their homes?
You know, the majority of them are here in St. Louis. When this first happened, we had a few guys that could get in a car and drive, and so that was allowed. We do have several international players, and that's been difficult because a lot of their families are back home.
And, yeah, and that's where I was going with this. Yeah, for sure.
It's a complicated issue because at first, you know, the league wanted people to stay because we didn't know how long this was going to be. And then some of these guys are from countries that are really, really been hit hard. Germany, one of them, although that seems to be recovering. So it's a player by player issue. And I really feel for them because some of these guys have their kids at home in other countries, and now they've been away from them for a long time, and circumstances are tough. So we're working through it. We've been able to relax the rules a little bit and allow a couple of guys to go home. And then it becomes, when they come back, how do we handle it and make sure that everybody's safe? So.
Well, explain to fans that don't know how your soccer season works. You know, what months you go from, how many games you play within a month or a week, and then how do you try to condense that potentially with the different scenarios that you talked about?
Traditionally, the season runs from early March and through early October. So it's about, I think it's 8 or 9 months. And then the playoffs are about 4 to 6 weeks, depending on the season. And so generally, you're looking at 5 games a month, usually almost all on the weekend. You might have one midweek game. And preseason starts in late January. So it's quite a long season. And we had gotten in one game, our home opener, and beat the heck out of Miami, which was great. We love that. Now we're looking at, if we can start, say, in August, which nobody really knows, we'd be looking at 6 games a month, maybe 7 games a month, and shortening. That would be fewer than the 34 games we had originally planned, and then a condensed playoff. So they're looking at all different options and scenarios to try to get something in whenever it is we're allowed. And it's complicated by travel. It's complicated by different cities are hit and impacted differently by this virus. So the league's got a tough job right now.
There's no doubt. Have they talked about the idea that some of the other leagues are talking about, which is just quarantining teams in a certain area to try to play games as much as they can?
They have looked at it, and we're expecting to hear details about what that could look like here in the next week. It's difficult because I think the more they peel that option back, the harder it gets, because as soon as somebody tests positive, you got all kinds of issues. So they are looking at it, and there could be some things geographically where maybe you limit travel. So it really all depends, in my opinion, I think a lot of people's opinion, on just where is the virus when we go back to play, and what is the infection rate? Because if we can get it down far enough, I think you'll have a little bit more leeway in how you handle these things. Certainly right now would be very, very difficult.
Sure. Training camp for a soccer player, I'm assuming you'd have to basically have another one. How long would that go?
Traditionally, we're 5 or 6 weeks. I think from what I'm hearing, they think we can do 3 or 4 weeks. So I would envision whatever the restart date for the league is, rewind about 3 or 4 weeks. We'll get the guys training again and be ready to go.
You have such a passionate fan base. The Luligans obviously come to mind. Do you have a message for those folks, and also for just soccer fans that love the sport, but especially love what you're doing with STLFC?
My only message is be well and be healthy and take care of yourself and each other. And when the time's right, we'll be able to get together again and have some fun and hopefully get to see St. Louis FC have their best season yet. And just know that everybody on our side of it is working hard to make that a reality.
It's tough not to have this. Obviously, you're on the front lines of sports. You've never dealt with anything like this. What has it been like for you in trying to run a team, but yet do it at your home? You're not going into an office, but yet you carry a big, big weight on your shoulders. What has that been like with STLFC?
I think the first week was tough, worrying about, my family, there was a lot of unknowns at that point, right? So worrying about my family, worrying about all the people that work for the club that I feel responsible for, and the players and the fans, and in a lot of ways too, just how is everybody going to get through this? But I think the longer it goes, the more we see how it's being managed and that there is light at the end of the tunnel. So I would say my first week was difficult, but I've really spent most of my time just and it's an interesting dynamic is just staying in touch with people and making sure that they're okay and that they're getting whatever work they need to get done, but they're also taking care of themselves and that they feel good both mentally and physically, so that when we can get back in the field, everybody's in a good place and we can maximize those efforts. And it's been interesting and very, very different, but in some ways I've enjoyed it because it really has revealed kind of the personal side of this business. And that's really important.
Absolutely. You also, as I mentioned, executive director of the St. Louis Gallagher Soccer Club, and you've got a lot of parents that'll be listening to this. What's your message for them that have a son or daughter in that program?
It's similar. I hope that everybody's well and they're taking care of themselves and each other. From a youth perspective and being out in the field in large numbers, that's going to create complications. But I actually think that might be able to happen sooner than pro events. So We'll be ready. We'll be opening up that facility as soon as it's safe and responsible, because I know I've got kids who want to go out and run around and play and be with other kids, and hopefully we can be an outlet for that, just like all the other clubs in the area who are chomping at the bit to get back. But it was an unfortunate timing from a youth perspective, because we were coming towards the end of a season where there was some really important competitions for a lot of our kids. But at the end of the day, you know, being healthy is more important. So we'll restart and get going just as soon as we can. And we're looking forward to seeing all those folks.
Hey, Pat, stay safe, stay healthy. Thanks for everything you do for the community and for the soccer folks here in town. We appreciate all your efforts, and I'll catch up with you very, very soon. And hopefully next time we're talking in person.
I appreciate it, Dan. Thanks.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Luke Hughes Automotive Network. And you know they are St. Louis. Luke Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Fuse.com to start shopping today.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.